It was a late night. It was a great night. Man, we got a lot to talk about here on this Friday. And joining me right off the bat, Colorado State Rams head men's basketball coach Nico Medved. His Rams took care of Utah State last night, 84-76. Coach, joining us now on the First Advantage Hotline. Coach, how was your morning, man? Are you still kind of drowsy? I mean, that was a late one.
Man, it was late, and then you know, to top it off, the plane was delayed. So I think I put my head down at 3:30 last night. But I tell you what, you know, after a big road win like that, you don't even really notice it. So you kind of do it, get up, and go on with your day. But yeah, that was a lot of fun and a lot of adrenaline.
I'm just a fan. I had a hard time going to sleep. I can't imagine for you guys, but I mean, I guess a lot of hard work went into that thing, so eventually the adrenaline had to wear out.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's a big win. You enjoy it. I thought the guys just had an absolutely great response to, you know, after the game on Tuesday, and we did it, and they said we want to enjoy it. And today was an off day, a much-needed off day, and then we'll get back to the practice court tomorrow and quickly turn our attention to Boise, you know. But yeah, that was a lot of fun last night. Really proud of the guys, the way they responded.
This team, we've seen it inside games. If we go back to the San Diego State series, we've seen it inside games. We've seen it on back-to-back occasions. So they never quit. You go up against Utah State Tuesday night, 83-64. You probably heard the talk. There was a lot of people going, all right, I wonder if the Rams are how for real are they? You bounce back that first half. Utah State starts to kind of run away, and then more magic happens. This, you guys just were flat out aggressive in that, especially that first half to narrow their lead.
Yeah, you know, I just thought on Tuesday for whatever reason, we just didn't play with enough intensity. I mean, we were nowhere close on the defensive end to what it takes to compete in a game like that. And our guys always respond, and I think we owned it, and we challenged each other and challenged these guys, and they came back and they just played with great focus and intensity. And, you know, basketball can be a game of runs that way, but you could sense very clearly early in the game, you know, we were ready to play. We were playing with a different edge and tenacity, and guys made some huge plays. It was awesome to see Deshaun Thomas come in and really, really sparked us there offensively. And our defense really started to kick in gear again. And we did a great job, I thought, on Kata. And we battled on the glass. And guys just made timely play after timely play and found a way to get a huge win.
Yeah, you talk about Deshaun Thomas. What a stretch there. I think, was it 11 straight?
Yeah.
Obviously, defensively, you have to be scrappy there. There was just something that started to click. But then you have Thomas come in, and he starts draining three-pointers. And suddenly, we got a tie ball game again. Was there a moment, and I tweeted this last night, and tell me if I'm wrong, was that kind of a moment where you said, all right, we can win this basketball game. We're right back in this thing.
Yeah, you know, I felt early, like you said, I could tell early in the game how it was going to go. Obviously, we had a different edge to us. You know, we were ready. Our guys were going to respond, and they were going to play, you know, play with a lot more intensity. And, you know, we got a stop, and we threw the outlet pass away, and they dunked it. We had another, you know, silly turnover to a dunk. And so it was kind of just couple of unfortunate plays that way that happened, but we were playing better. And then, yeah, Deshaun came in and knocked down a couple of those shots. And, yeah, you could just feel kind of the momentum swing, and we caught our footing right there and, you know, game on. But it was interesting, you know, in that timeout, I think they were up 17-9. It was a different feel. I mean, our guys are like, we're all right here. We just got to keep battling, and we're going to get right back in this. And sure enough, quickly, by the next media, here we go.
We're talking to CSU men's head basketball coach Nico Medved. You talked about Kata and what you were able to do there. He's one of those players. I mean, he's a next-level player. He's just so good one-on-one, even when you double him. But I was really impressed, Coach, just watching that defense, how you just kept throwing different looks at him. And eventually, it just kind of seemed like he was frustrated. He gets in foul trouble later on. But what goes into that game plan? You see what he does Tuesday. You see what he's done all season, all career. What is that like? Because you're just throwing different looks at this really, really talented player.
Yeah, you know, I don't know that there's any real magic there. I think that you make adjustments, but you also have to do a lot of the things that you practice. And I just think we were a lot more aggressive. You know, we're, you know, in the game on Tuesday, they were just catching the ball wherever they wanted it, you know, catching the ball at the elbows, you know, inside the three-point line. And I thought just all along we did a nice job of pushing their offense out a little bit further. Our hands were more active. Other than the first couple catches for him, you know, we didn't allow him to catch it as deep as he wanted. We were aggressive, bringing help to the post, and all five guys I thought were connected and made him work. And yeah, I thought as the game went on, you know, he got a little skittish. You know, he was dribbling out of the double teams, and he turned it over a couple of times. And so I thought we really did a nice job as a team that way. He's a great player. I mean, he is incredibly difficult to defend, and you know, puts you in a lot of tough situations. And so, and then, you know, we were able to get him in foul trouble by continuing to be aggressive. And so it really worked out for us last night.
And you guys kind of switched to that zone in certain portions late in this game. I mean, you started to see that. I mean, it felt like you were rattling them anyway. Then you kind of go to the zone, and it took them a bit there to kind of figure out exactly what was happening. I mean, again, right timing, right situation. And your guys, what hats off to those, to your players, to be able to change like that in that moment and really bring the heat on defense.
Yeah, it ended up working out. It's a zone that we practice some. We don't practice it a ton, but we had it, and you know, we had talked about using it. And you know, the time kind of fell. Clearly, we were in, both teams were in the double bonus. We had some foul trouble going on. You know, they were getting in the lane. They were getting to the free throw line, and sometimes just changing up a team's rhythm like that. And I thought we did that. I thought they kind of got a little stagnant, and they weren't able to get in the paint. And we made them take a lot of time, and they took some shots that, you know, weren't out of the rhythm of their offense. And I thought it really, really sparked us there. And, you know, they made a couple of really deep contested threes, you know, late in the game. Yeah. to kind of make it interesting. But I thought, you know, once we kind of switched to that zone in the last, you know, 3 minutes or so of the game, I thought our guys just played with great poise. And just like, hey, we're not giving this game away. This is ours.
Isaiah Stevens. I mean, what I love about this guy, Coach, 3 for 11 from the field. So what does he do? He finds a different way. He keeps getting to that free throw line, 11 of 13. I don't know, Coach. I just love seeing those stats because we know that's not a normal shooting night for him, but he's still staying aggressive. How important is that to you for him to just make sure, even on a bad shooting night, he's staying aggressive?
Well, it's huge, you know, and he just has to continue to be aggressive. You know, he's obviously a focal point of everyone's scouting report. You know, Marco Anthony for them is a longer, athletic defender who, you know, can cause you problems. But I thought he just really did a great job of staying with it. And he was doing a great job of finding other guys, getting in the lane and dishing it. And we were just a lot more aggressive putting the ball on the floor and getting to the basket, which was great. And, you know, making good decisions. And then I thought our ability to, you know, shoot the ball, we can space the floor, and our big guys stepping away from the basket and being able to shoot just enough, I mean, just creates a little bit more space in the paint to play. And I thought that really showed up for us. And yeah, and then I thought Isaiah Stevens, you know, at the end of the game there, he really kind of took over, and he was in the lane constantly, and he was scoring, he was finding other guys, you know, breaking the press, getting to the free throw line, and he's such a clutch free throw shooter. And we knocked down our free throws too. I mean, that's another big thing. I mean, we were able to break the press and the pressure, and then we made free throws, and that's how you win a game.
It's one of those games where, yes, we've talked about the stars for this team, Coach. A lot of fans talk about the stars, but I mean, it felt like there for a while, it was just a different guy coming up with a different play, whether that was defensively, offensively. You had a lot of guys in double-digit scoring. That's got to feel pretty good, too. Obviously, you want your go-to guys, but when you see everybody get involved on both sides of the floor, you got to walk away feeling pretty good about that.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Kata got in foul trouble for them, but so did David Roddy for us. You know, he got a couple of quick ones and a third one, and you know, we didn't start him in the second half, just to try. And then, you know, he played great for us down the stretch, but other guys had to step up, and they did. And I'm proud of everyone. I'm really proud of our young big guys, you know, who've you know, just keep growing and getting better and really accepted the challenge, you know, against a really tough, big physical team. And I thought those two guys just, you know, played their tails off, and that was huge, and that was really fun to see. And I thought those guys grew up a lot last night.
You split against San Diego State on the road. You split with Utah State on the road. Coach, nationally, I'm seeing it. I don't know if you're seeing it. Nationally, there's a lot of talk about this Colorado State Rams team. Not a lot of people go into Utah State and win. Is that gonna? Do you look at that and go, all right, this might be a new challenge. Now I got to keep my guys, you know, focused on the prize ahead. We got a big one against Boise State because nationally, folks are kind of going nuts about these Rams.
You know, I don't know. We don't pay a ton of attention. I'm sure they do. You know, you, the guy, everybody has social media and knows what's going on. But you know, we're continuing to learn and grow. And I hope we, you know, learned a lesson in the game on Tuesday. And you know what it takes to play in these games. You're going to get everybody's best shot. The Boise series is going to be incredibly tough, and then the next one will against Wyoming, and then the next one after that. And so you just got to keep your head down and keep it going and keep practicing well and play with great intensity. And, you know, we'll see how we handle it, you know. But I thought we really grew up a lot last night in our response. And, you know, sometimes it takes games like Tuesday to really learn a lot about yourself. And, you know, to go win a game like that, it's not get down 26 and then find a way to come back and win. I mean, that happens, but you got to, you know, from the opening tip, you have to come out and you have to play with an incredibly high level of intensity. And so hopefully we're just continuing to learn. And we're a team that's grown. We're contending. And, you know, it's new for these guys. And so you kind of have to learn how to handle that. And we obviously did a great job of that last night. And but that's last night. We got to come in. We got to find a way to do it on Wednesday.
Yeah, Boise State, CBS Sports Network, and then the second Boise State, FS1. A lot of national exposure, as we talked about, and that's exciting. That's great for this program. It's really great for the entire area, too. But, yeah, Boise State coming up. This Mountain West Conference, Coach, I was talking to the Mountain West Network's Jesse Kurtz a bit about the conference in general, and he thinks, man, he wouldn't be shocked if there's four teams that come out of this conference and that are going dancing in March.
It's a great league, you know, and you talk about those four. I think Nevada's playing really, really well. I think Wyoming's got a good team, and Fresno's improved. But UNLV's good, you know. I mean, they had the COVID pause and a tough schedule early, and so, no, I think the league is you're really seeing a huge upswing and some teams playing really, really well. And, yeah, I think there's no question the Mountain West should be a multiple-bid league. How many, we'll see, depending on what happens. But it's awesome. That's what this league should be. It's a great league, great basketball league, and it's great to have a lot of teams playing well.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. Last night was a blast. I mean, there's a feeling around this program that hasn't been there. And, Coach, it's just been building up ever since you arrived, man. We appreciate all you do. That was a blast last night. I'm looking forward to another huge week of basketball when you square off against Boise State.
Well, thanks, Brady. I appreciate you talking about us and covering us. We're excited about it. And, hey, we're halfway through the league, 10 games left, on to the next, and excited for this big series against Boise.
All right, Coach, appreciate the time, man. Didn't want to reach out too early because I you might have needed a few minutes of sleep.
It's hard to sleep anyway, man, yeah. So.
All right, Coach, appreciate it, man.
Thanks, Brady.
All right, that's Nico Medved, Colorado State men's basketball coach. And, yeah, I'm reaching out. So I get up. For some, I had a hard time sleeping. If I stay up late and watch games like this, I have a hard time sleeping. And I randomly wake up at 2 in the morning, and I start looking over. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to shoot out an email real quick and see if I can make sure to get Coach on because everybody's going to be wanting to talk to Coach. And I'm going back and forth with the guys this morning. And we're like, yeah, I don't know yet. I don't know. We're not hearing back yet. I'm maybe trying to catch up on an hour or two of sleep. But what a game. What a night last night. What a Thursday night, Colfax. I mean, not just that game, but even on the UNC Bears side, they took care of Eastern Washington last night. And Eastern Washington, perhaps one of the most deceptive losing records in all of college basketball. So it was a very special night last night, and it's flat out an honor to be able to talk about these teams. But hats off to the Colorado State Rams. I'm being honest, man. You heard me yesterday, Colfax. I thought it'd be closer, but I was wondering just how close CSU really was to Utah State, to Boise State. Well, I have my answer. You know, that Tuesday game, rough, all right. Utah State had an opportunity to really run away with this thing early, but this Rams team got aggressive. Defensively got very aggressive, and then Deshaun Thomas, I think, to me, game changers there. 11 straight points. I looked at the bench, and I kind of just, I could feel it. through the TV. Like, the Rams going, all right, we got back in this thing. We're back even with them right now. We can beat them. We just took their best punch. Let's punch back. And it still went back and forth the second half, but the Rams stopped the bleeding early, and they made that one hell of a contest. Walked away with the W. I think Utah State only lost like three games at home in the last couple seasons. So the Rams are, I mean, it's awesome. It's great. So they're third place still in the West. But Utah State did drop down. Boise State's now number one. You go split with the Broncos next week. Who knows? This could be a photo finish. And Boise State and Utah State don't play till they still have to play each other. They still play in February 17th, their first game against each other. So go split this at least. Win them all if you can, right? I'm not going to argue. But then you have the Broncos. You have the Aggies still going at it. 21 minutes after the hour. We're not done talking to coaches. We're talking to another great young head coach, and Steve Smiley of the University of Northern Colorado. They come away with a beautiful win over Eastern Washington. It was desperately needed, and it was my Thursday night special. Doesn't get much better than that. 2-1 on the year. Feeling great. 21 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. Powered by PDC Energy. We are live from the Auto Collision Specialist Studios. We'll be right back.
When it starts, we'll be ready. High school basketball on Northern Colorado's voice, 1310 KFKA.